Hello, everyone. Good afternoon. Good evening, rather. I'm back again with another podcast this week. So this week we are starting to talk about finding purpose. Okay. This week's podcast is on purpose. So I want to start by just making a quick announcement that if you're going to be in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, June the 28th through July 1st, come on, register and join us for MegaFest. MegaFest is happening in Dallas this year. It's going to be held at the K. Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center. You can go online, register, go online, find yourself a hotel, but come on by. It promises to be a wonderful experience this year. I'm excited that they're going to be having a midnight prayer service. I am so excited about that, a midnight prayer service where we'll be praying all night. Also, they will be releasing some blessed and anointed oil. I have never seen this season that's happening at the Potter's House, just such a release of the Holy Spirit taking over, completely over the services. It has been just wonderful. So they will be having an all-night prayer vigil. We will receive blessed oil and just praying and believing what God will do. Just going back to Bible days. So if you're not busy, if you do not have plans, or you're off for the summer and looking for something to do for you or you and your family, come on down June 28th through July 1st to MegaFest held in Dallas, Texas. Hope to see you there. So I want to get into our podcast for today. Today, we're moving into the primary purpose of the blog was to talk about purpose. And so today is going to be part one in the series on purpose. So this podcast is dedicated to anyone who may be depressed and discouraged for lack of purpose. Perhaps the enemy has released a seed of doubt and is trying to convince you that you have a meaningless existence. In today's podcast, I want to war with the enemy over words and seeds that have you in a depressed and doubtful and confused state. I want to intercede with the word of God on your behalf. And today, I just want to lay the foundation for this podcast series that we're doing on purpose. And I just want to build you up in your most holy faith and assure you that you have a God-given purpose. All right, so let's talk about this today. Today, what I want to start with is just answering the question, does God have a plan for my life? I want to start with that foundation because oftentimes we may find ourselves just discouraged for lack of answers to the question, not only what is my purpose, but, you know, just wondering, do I have a purpose at all? And so today I want to set the record straight and answer that question, does God have a plan for my life? And I'm going to refer you to some scriptures to meditate on this question. And as you don't just listen to the podcast, but lay hold of your Bible, read and meditate on scripture for yourself this week, or until you have a renewed mind about your purpose and the importance of your existence. That is so important. To start with, I want to direct you to Jeremiah 29 and 11. Okay, and we're all familiar with this scripture. We've heard this scripture said many times in service. And it simply says that, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope." So if you're wondering, the word says that God knows the plan. Sometimes we get discouraged because we don't know the plan, but you can rest in the fact that God knows. You may not know, but God knows the plan that he has for you. And the key word there is that he knows. You may be confused, or you may say, "I'm just so confused." You don't have a need to be confused. You just hold on and trust that God has a plan for you. One of the things that I think is important is that the secret to the cloaking purpose. It's found, if you read further in Jeremiah 29, if you go on down to verse 13, I like what it says. Oftentimes we stop at Jeremiah 29 and 11 when it comes to purpose. But if you keep reading, you hear the Lord saying, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart." So, number one, to find purpose, believe that God has a plan for your life. And then number two, seek him for the plan with all your heart. Be persistent no matter how long it takes. God will not show us our purpose right away oftentimes. We all seek to know what God knows about us. Sometimes you have to walk in understanding that he knows the plan, and he will only tell you when you seek him with all your heart and when the time is right. We have to trust him to that end. Third, I want to point you to Ephesians 1, 3 through 11. In particularly, I want to look at verses 1, verse 5, verse 9, and verse 11. I do admonish you to go back and read the entire first chapter of Ephesians as you meditate on purpose and asking God for your purpose, okay? So the first verse of that, I just want to focus on that. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now, if you pay attention to that, the blessing that he's giving us refers to his righteousness, it refers to his power, his authority, and even our gifts. So if you're wondering if God has a plan for you, know first of all that he has already blessed you with every gift, every blessing, all the power and authority that you need to accomplish your God-given purpose. In verse 5, it also talks about the fact that he predestined us and adopted us as sons. So if God foreknew us, and we'll get into that a little later, but he foreknew us and he already predestined you for a destiny and a purpose and a call for his purpose. In verse 9, it also talks about he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his kind intention, which he purposed in himself. And we have also obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, as he works all things after the counsel of his own will. So when you read those scriptures, meditate on Ephesians 1, 3, and 11, and take comfort that not only does God have a plan and he knows the plan, trust that when you seek him with all your heart, he's going to uncloak what that plan is to you. Third, you can rest in the fact that he has already equipped you with every resource, his righteousness, every privilege, every gift, position, and the power that's needed to fulfill your purpose, your God-given purpose. You can take courage and knowing that not only has he designed you for his purpose and the fulfilling of his plan, but to bring his plan to completeness, he has armed you with everything you need to perform the work, which is your purpose. Fourth, I want to direct you to Psalms 139 and 16 to answer the question, does God have a plan for my life? And we refer back to David when he's talking to God. And so in verse 16, I want to highlight verse 16, where it says, your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book were written every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there was none of them. So all of the days of your life are already written in God's book. You can take heart that not only does God have a plan for your life, that he knows the plan that he has for you, that if you are persistent in seeking him, he will show you what his plan is. He's already equipped you with every resource, every gift, every blessing, his righteousness, and his power that you need to fulfill your purpose. You can rest in the fact that yes, God does indeed have a plan for your life. So as you go through this week, this is something that I want you to think about. Don't just have faith that God has a purpose for you. Use the word know. You need to know that He has a purpose for you. And by that I mean, if someone were to tell you that you were purple, you would not give such a spoken word a second thought. In fact, you might even chuckle. Well, in like manner, treat the erroneous seed that your existence has no purpose or that God cannot or will not use you in the same manner. You should discard that. Arm yourself with the scriptures that we've provided and shared today. Meditate on that word this week. So next time the enemy directly or indirectly tries to plant this seed, you give him back the word that not only does God have a plan for me, the omniscient God designed his plan before the foundation of the world, and he has equipped me with everything I need to fulfill my purpose. So I want to thank you guys today for taking time to listen to the podcast. I want to keep this short. I want you just to take the scriptures that we've mentioned today and reference, read those scriptures in their entirety for yourself and meditate until your mind is renewed regarding purpose. We'll be back later in the week and we'll continue in this series directly speaking about, you know, how do you uncover purpose, or giving just some tips, and we'll talk to different ones who talked about the way they did it. And I'll share my own personal testimony about how I arrived even at this point, okay? But this is a journey. This is, you're never at a place in your purpose where you have just arrived until you are nearly ready to go home. So at this point, let's just go on this journey together. Thank you all for listening. And if you've not subscribed, I hope that you will subscribe and leave a comment. Also give me feedback and let me know if this podcast has been a blessing to you. It will help me improve my sight. Thank you so much. God bless.